This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Two people were killed by Douglas County Sheriff's deputies Tuesday. CPR's Matt Bloom reports it's the first officer-involved shooting in the county this year.
Deputies noticed a car without license plates inside an RTD parking garage in Lone Tree. Deputies say the two men inside the car then shot at them when they approached. Six deputies shot back and one was injured. The names of the suspects haven't been released, but Sheriff Tony Spurlock says they had warrants and prior convictions. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The investigation into the shooting of Christian Glass by a Clear Creek County deputy is going to a grand jury. Glass was inside his car when he was killed and after he called 911 for help. Glass refused demands by police to get out of his car, saying he was too scared. Police said they feared for their safety because Glass had knives in the car. The Denver School Board will vote next month on whether to close as many as 10 schools. Denver Superintendent Alex Marrero says those schools are losing students.
We're building all over Denver, but I have to trust the experts in the statistics, and they have us declining for another 3,000 students in the next year or so.
Metro Denver can expect the season's first snow today. Chad Gimmestad is with the National Weather Service in Boulder.
It's struggling to get cold enough still. Temperature's going to be in the lower or mid-30s, so might be a mix of rain and snow, more likely closer to the foothills.
Denver normally sees its first snow before November. Last year, the area did not see snow until December. Metro area buses and trains will be free to ride Friday for National Vote Early Day. Rides will also be free on Election Day, November 8th. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News. It's 7:06 at CPR News.